Okay, today's daf is Maaser Sheni, daf Nuntes 59, the last daf here in Maaser Sheni. The last daf in Maaser Sheni, and we are on Nun Chesem Abeis, the last couple of words here in the Mesechta. So we are discussing still, back to the sugya of Maaser Rishon going to a Kohen or going to a Levi. We know it could go to a Levi. Can it also go to a Kohen? That seems to be a Machlokas Tanoim, Amoram, that we've had a number of shitas on both sides of the issue the past couple of days. Now we're in the sugya of Vidui Maisros and why Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah says, was Mevatel Haudoyas HaMaisr. So we're going to have ultimately three pshatim why he was Mevatel. So Reish Lakish was the first one. Reish Lakish said here on Nun Chesem Beis, because people were chashud to give Maaser Rishon to the Kohanim. Reish Lakish was of the opinion that it should not go to Kohanim, it should go to the Levium. So because people were said to get to Kohanim, so that's inappropriate. So that's why you can't say Vidui, because they're giving it to the wrong address. So that's number one. So the Gemara now says, Rabbi Yochanan made two comments. One of them fits into what Reish Lakish said, and one of them is against what Reish Lakish said. The one that's against is the one that we just said at the end of the shiur yesterday, Nun Chesem Abeis. Again, the Gemara quoted the Mishnah in Yevamos that said that if you have a woman who is mu'ureses, a bas kohen, who is mu'ureses to a levi, she can't eat shuma or meiser. Can't eat shuma or meiser, right? She cannot eat shuma because she's no longer in her father's house. She's mu'ureses to the levi, but she can also not eat meiser rishon yet because she's only mu'ureses to a levi and she is not fully connected. She's not Nesua to a levi. So the Gemara says, 1 second. The Gemara asks, but she should be able to eat Maaser Rishon anyway. Either she's in the world of Kohen, in the world of Levi. So why can't she eat Maaser Rishon? So that's what the Rabbi Yochanan commented. It must be that Mishnah holds that a Kohen cannot eat get Maaser Rishon. That's what Rabbi Yochanan explained. But from that Lashon, it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan is saying, oh, that Mishnah is the Halacha? No, that Mishnah holds that way, but I hold otherwise. I hold that a Kohen can get Maaser Rishon, and that was the first diuk that Rabbi Yochanan is against Reish Lakish in that regard. We know there are many differences in halacha between Erusin and Nisuin in terms of Yerusha, in terms of Tuma, in terms of Aninus, the Brisa Maseches Ksubis that goes through the Chilukim. And there are some contexts that require Nisuin, like Beso Zuishto, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to be married, not just Erusin, but Nisuin, so that itself brings a whole list of problems for the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Nisuin, right, what exactly is Nisuin is not clear. Right, Erusin, we know exactly what it is, Kesef Shtar Obia, the first mission in Kiddushin. What Nisuin is very unclear. 6 or 7 Shitas in the Rishonim, we generally try to do all of them to cover all the Shitas. But the Rambam Shita is Yichud Aroy Labia. That's what Nisuin is. And the Gemara and the Yerushalmi talk about in Yuma how the Kohen Gadol has to be married, and even if his wife dies on Yom Kippur, you have another one just in case that he can marry. Marry on Yom Kippur? How can you marry Yom Kippur? Yichud Roy Labia. You can't have Yichud Roy Labia on Yom Kippur. That's the question of the Beis Yaakov, the Nesivis, and his commentary on Ksubis at the beginning of the Masechta. How could the Rambam ever have Nisuin on Yom Kippur? Yichud Roy Labia is needed, and you can't have Bia on Yom Kippur, so you can't have a Yichud Roy Labia. Many questions, many answers to that question, but that is a little bit Nisuin Erison. That's the first Rabbi Yochanan that seems to be against Reish Lakish. Last line, Messiah, but then there's another statement of Rabbi Yochanan, where Rabbi Yochanan says, Du Amar Kulan Lishvach. All of these takanas that Yochanan Kohen Gadol did were good. Kulan Lishvach. So if they're good, that means Rabbi Yochanan is supporting Reish Lakish. So he might not be supporting him for the same reason. Rabbi Yochanan might give a different reason why Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Mevatel Hodayas Meiser. But at least this statement is like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish gave a reason why Lishita so. The people weren't giving it to the right addresses, therefore he was Mevatel. So Rabbi Yochanan says, it's a good thing he was Mevatel, so at least that fits in to what Reish Lakish was saying. That is all number one, though. Now, where do you see that Rabbi Yochanan said it was a good thing? The following, which again, generally fits into what Reish Lakish said, but then, as we'll see, he gives a different reason. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the top of the Amud, we'll go with the Girsa of the Rasilio. Mipnei ma he'evir hodoyes ma'aser Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Why did he get rid of it? Lefi she shalach ubadach b'chol ari Yisrael. He went and he checked in all the cities of Israel. Umatz an shalohay mafrishin ala shuma gadola bilvad. He found that they were only being mafrish shuma gadola. So see, elsewhere this line is quoted at the end of Maseches Sota to explain the reason for the takana of demai. But here it's given as the reason for both. It's kind of being bittel the vidui meiser as well. So he checked matzach lo mafrisha. He found out they were only being mafresh truma gedola avol meiser rishon or meiser sheni mehenoi mafrisha or mehenoi mafrisha. But meiser rishon or meiser sheni, some were being mafresh, some weren't being mafresh. So Amar, he said, ho alu meiser rishon b'misa. Right, this is what Yochanan Kohen Gadol said. Since meiser rishon, ho meiser rishon b'misa. Meiser sheni bavon teva. Meiser rishon is b'misa because of the chumas meiser that's inside of it. Meiser sheni is teva. Is if you before your mafresh meiser sheni, it's teva, and it would also be misa b'dei shemayim. Yehei adam korei shem. So a person should do this, says Yochanan Kohen Gadol, right? He's trying to get people to do something which doesn't cost them so much, or else they wouldn't do it, and it gets rid of the shame tevel and makes the what's left mesukan. So what do you do? So he said, this is what you should do. A person should be korei shem ye adam, korei shem litrumas meiser. We skip the next word because they're being mafresh truma. So we take out the next word truma. And therefore, people have to be korei shem to the trumas meiser v'nos on the kohen. Right, truma gedola. What's usher for a person? What's usher for the bailim yisraelim? Truma, okay, that they take off. You don't have to worry about that. Trumas meiser also. So that's a very small. It's like 1/100th. So you're korei shem for the trumas meiser. You give that to the kohen. And umeiser sheni mechal alamos. And meiser sheni, a person can themselves eat in Yerushalayim. So you're mechal that on money. Vehashar and the rest meiser rishon umeiser ani. That's the girsa. Hamotzi mechaveru alav araya. Then you could keep, the Yisrael could keep and say, prove to me that the ani didn't take it off, right? Because that's the most of mechaber l'varaya, because this is one of those areas in halacha which overlap between two different areas, two different rules, right? We have Isser v'heter and we have dinim amnes. We have Isser v'heter that it's usser for a Yisrael to partake in certain of the matanos, truma, truma gadola, and trumas meiser. And the others, Meiser Rishon, is Mamono Shalevi, but it's not usser for Yisrael to eat. Meiser Ani is Mamono Shalaniyim, but it's not usser. Once it's Hufrash, so then it's no longer Tevel, and it's not usser. So the Yisrael can keep it and say, Amos Bechavero, Olav Arayas. This is what Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Misakin, and once this was done, you know, some you gave and some you kept, therefore you can't say, B'yarti HaKadosh B'rin HaBayis, V'nesatev L'Gel L'Levi L'Gel L'Yisrael Al-Mana. You can't say that you gave it to a Levi, because you didn't. And this is the reason why Rabbi Yochanan says that Yochanan was Mevatel. Why were the Amei Aretz more stringent about Truma Gedola? What about Trumas Meiser? What about Trumas... So first of all, they might not have known about Trumas Meiser that was in the Meiser Rishon, which is more, but number one, it's more chamor, right? They knew it was more chamor than Meiser Rishon, because Truma Gedola is vis-a-vis Shemayim, Meiser Rishon is not, had they not known about the Trumas Meiser. And also, Truma is much smaller amount, not the Dinder Rabbanan of what 40th, 150th, 160th, but it's a much smaller amount, the Dindaraisa, right? Chita achas, poteris is akri. One tiny amount, midaraisa, is poter, right? The Gemara says that in a few places. The Rambam says that in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Trumas. Truma gedola ein lashir min haTorah. Shenema reishis degancha. The reishis, whatever is, the first little bit is already called reishis. Kol shehu afilu chita achas, poteris is akri. Even a tiny amount. So that's why it was easy for the Amei Haaretz. Ulechad chila lo yafresh ela kishir shenasu chachamim. But lechad chila, one is only supposed to be mafresh, the shir that the Rabbanan said, and therefore it's 140th, 150th, and 160th. Right? That is the din de Rabbanan. If you look in the Radvaz here, the Radvaz quotes from the Gemara, v'taymen t'chsev reishis d'garcha v'lo yah beish Torah shir, v'adam rinan truma tremi meya haynu beinonis u'la'ola mid Rabbanani. Read the Rabbanan, right? And Bizman Azel, the Rambam continues. Bizman Azel, she omedes l'sreifa. The Pnei Atum of Bizman Azel, where nobody eats Shuma, it's just omed l'sreifa. So then, Yishlo l'hafresh, kol shu l'chadchila. So then we do kol shu l'chadchila, Bizman Hazeh. But that's why the Amei Haaretz looked at Truma Gedola, and it was the assumption was that they were mafresh it because, after all, it was easy, and they thought it was chamor as compared to the other matanos. Good. Also, we could talk a little bit about Hamotzi Mechaveiro Olav Araya, which was the basis for his takana here. This Cheskas Mamon is one of the greatest chazakas, the strongest chazakas that we have. Even if we have Cheskas Marakama and Chazaka de Meikara and other types of chazakas, but Cheskas Mamon is one of the strongest chazakas. And even if other chazakas might be what we call a hachra, we don't know exactly what the emes is, so we're just going to follow the chazaka. Chazaka de Meikara. Do we know for sure that that chazaka continues till now? We're not sure, but, unless we know otherwise, we will continue that the past has continued. But again, that might not be what we call birur. Cheskas mamon, often in most cases, in many cases, we would say that's a birur. Meaning if I have something and you argue that it's not mine, so I get to keep it unless you prove it. And it could be that that's we looked at as birur. Again, it could be, sometimes cheskas mamon, but it's not. We just like here. Do we know for sure that the Am Aretz was not mafrish? No. We don't know, but you get to keep it unless the Ani or the Levi could prove otherwise. Rabbi Chanan has this Chakira in a number of places, in Kovetz Ha'aros, in Simenai and Alos Beis. He says he thinks this is the Shakla V'Tarya in the first parak of Bamitzia, without getting into that Gemara right now, but he thinks this is Gufa the Shakla V'Tarya, but whether it's a Din Birur or it's a Din Hachra'a. Imhu Din Vaday O Eino El Asafik. Tekivin de lo yadina shelmihu ein koach lebezdin lasel shemaisa bazeh. Because we don't know, Bezdin doesn't have the power, Bezdin stays away. Umemela nishar etzel amuchzak. And that's why the muchzak keeps it. Dein oni yecholon lahotzi mimenu, because you can't be motzi from him. Umemela, and therefore, and he quotes nafkaminas, im tafas asheni, if the other one grabs it, then Bezdin continues not to be involved. Gamkin ein lahotzi mimenu. Mehai time agufa, dein laso is maisa besafik, vavidina de kol de olim gvar. The im came gambishashu etzel rishon, just like the second one could grab it and keep it. So do even while it's by the rishons, enu ala suffik shelo v'lo vadei shelo. The im kidei sheish yimamam mozeh second nafkamina. If somebody tries to get married with this money, enu ala suffik mukudeshes. Is that how we look at it? Odil mano the dina de motzu chaver v'araya who din vadei v'lo suffik utekamo de beisurin. Aslina basar chazaka, just like by isurim we go after chazaka v'havi din vadei v'lo suffik. Right, we're so klinala chazakos. Hachanami, b'mamon azlina basar cheskas mamon, v'ugamkin din vaday. The suffig mamon nishar eitz ala muchzak b'torez vaday. The suffig mamon stays within b'torez vaday. V'im kiddish isha mamon zeh vaday kiddushin. And it will be vaday kiddushin. And if somebody is tofes, mafkina mine. We would take it from him, and that's goofy, he thinks the shakla v'tarya, the Gemara in Tukfo. And this also helps out with the question of the achronim, and that is, how could we say the principle of a moitzi mechaveiro olav araya, right? In our case, how could the owner keep it and not give it to the levi, not give it to the ani? Maybe it's suffik gezel. Suffik gezel is a suffik about an iser daraisa, right? Suffik chovas hashava. These are sfeikos about dinim daraisa. We should say suffik daraisa lechumra. So there are numerous answers to that question. Some say, well, what? You're going to give it to him, and then it's suffik mamon by him. So it's not going to help. Right, you can only say suffik gezel lechumra if by returning it there won't be any gezel that's mesupik anymore. But if there's still going to be a suffik just with the other guy, then it doesn't help, right? Or Rav Shimon Shkav talks about this. If you say that hamotzi mechaveiro olav araya turns into a din vaday, it's suffik mamon by you. But once Bezdin says you are allowed to keep it, then it's vaday yours. Then there's no more suffik gezel. The second that Bezdin paskins that you keep it, so then it wouldn't be any type of suffix anymore, and it won't be in the world of Gezel anymore, you'll be able to keep it. Okay. This was the psak. This was the psak. This was what Rabbi Yochanan says, why Yochanan Kohen Gadol in the Mishnah was Mevatel, the Vida Maestros, because of the Demai Takana, so that is why Maeser Rishon and Maeser Ani were not given anymore, and therefore also they couldn't say the proper vidui. Says the Gemara, v'yisvada, why can't you know, according to either of these cases, why can't you say the vidui anyway? There's no Shem Hashem here. There's no bracha. So just say the vidui. And maybe you'll be covered, meaning you're not sure whether the maestros was given. So let's say the maestros, the Amaras did take off the maestros. The maestros was given. And if it was given, so then you're okay. You didn't not give any of your matanos. So bizvada, could it hurt? Right, says the Rav Chaim Gadievsky, Klomar, Taima mai bital yochanan as a vidui, viafilu einan osin kitikuno, akati matam lo yizvadu. What's the big deal? Just be mizvade. And if you're saying a good, good, and if not, okay. So you left some out. Amar of Hila now. Ka'as hu lefnei hamakom, mishu omar asisi velo asa. You're declaring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did it? When you didn't do it? Better not to say anything. You don't say anything, fine. You're not saying you did something, you're not saying you didn't do something. Better not to say anything. But you can't say it and then it not be true. That is too difficult in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, look at the Pnei Moshe on top. V'dover shkarim lo yikon l'neged einav. People who speak falsely cannot be in the presence of Hashem. Lo yikon l'neged einav, so therefore better not to say anything. Says the Gemara, okay, but what if somebody never brought to mind? So he never was in this situation. So me'ata mishu mafrish misvada misheina mafrish lo yisvada. So the person who is mafrish, you know, let him do vidui. Right? Why do you have to have a low plug? Why do you have to say across the board? So it says the Ras Silio klomer mishim hachi hever avidui to efshar ma'aretz lo yav meiser v'chaver nami lo yav afilo osa shemafrishin v'chulu. So he says, why can't you just have the chilek? Answer, kahada detani, for the same reason of the following halacha. Arash kifa, when you have the vidui, even in that vidui, you split it in terms of how it was said. Arash kifa hay omer mekol namuch. Up until Ashkifa, where it was said about what you've done, hifrashti, and I've done everything that I'm supposed to do, that was always said mekol namuch, because let's say somebody couldn't say that. What if somebody left out one of the meiser unis? So he couldn't say that. So we don't want to embarrass him. So the first half was always said b'kol namuch, so nobody notices. But the second half of Ashkifa, right, he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do what he needs to do, that was always said b'kol gavoa. So too, what, you're going to have some people say it and some people not say it, it's going to be embarrassing for the people who can't say it, and therefore it's better just to not have anybody say it. I saw that somebody said there was a remez that we know, Bizman Azeh, when we lane this, sometimes the Bali Kriya lift up their voice and go a little louder by Hashkifa. Hashkifa, like the last pasuk in the Aliyah. So maybe it's a remez to this halacha, that it used to be that they used to say the first half of Kol Namuch and the second half of Kol Gavoa. So maybe that's a remez to this idea, right? We know all, even why the Shemona Esrei, the Gemara says, why, and Rashi says, why the Shemona Esrei, we say in the Kol Namuch. Because if somebody wants to be Mizvadeh, they don't want anybody else to hear, and that is why it is done quietly. Good. And we have other halachas too. The karbanos, the same place that the karban ola and the karban chatas, the shechted in the azara. So also there, it could be in the same place. Okay. Esama orerim. The Mishnah said that we also, Rav Yochanan Kohen Gadol also was, worked on the, where's the line? Right. He says that he also did the Ma'orim, and that also is one of his takanas. Here on the bottom of Nun Zayinam and Aleph, he was Mevatel, the Ma'orim, and the Nokfim. Right? There were four more things that he did. After he was Ma'aber Hodoyas Ma'isir, number one, he was Mevatel, the Ma'orim, two, Nokfim, three, the Patish in Yerushalayim, four, and being Sholal Demai, five. Those are the five takanas that he did, and we continue describing what they were. So, Esama Orim, Osan Shahayu Omrim, those Levian that used to sing in the Beis HaMikdash, Ura Lama Tishan Hashem, wake up, Hashem, why are you sleeping? Hakitzal Tiznach Lanetzach. So that's a pasuk that David HaMelech said, but to say it out loud, you know, as if Hashem is sleeping. Hashem, where are you to save Klal Yisrael? Does Hashem sleep? Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't sleep. And therefore, he was Mevatel saying this. And the Radak says, Chaim Kanievsky, I'm sorry, says that, why was he Mevatel? What was the real chash? It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Because we don't want people passing by, maybe Amei Aretz, hearing this, and they would really think and believe this, right? It wasn't wasn't being used. It's a pasuk, you're right, but you don't have to say that pasuk out loud and scream it. So what does that pasuk mean? Right, when the pasuk in Tehillim, that, right, it's Vayikatz ki yashen Adonai ki gibar misronein miyayin. Right, what is that mashal given? Ela kaviyachol ki ilu lefan of shena b'shashi yisrael b'tzare. It looks like it when this Hester panim, and b'nei yisrael are b'tzaris, v'umos ha'olam b'rivacha, and the umos ha'olam have salvation and have quiet and have serenity. That's what it looks like. Hashem is thinking. V'cheinu omer u'baham rosam talin einai. Baham rosan, when there's a rebellion, right? This is in Eov, talin einai, right? When they're mamre me, Eov says, when they're tormenting me, talin at my eyes rest. So when there's torment, so it appears like that he's not involved. That's what it looks like. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sleeping, Rachman al Islan. That's what the pasuk is, reflects, but obviously we know Imo Anochi Betzara, Hashem is always with us. And Lo Tzar, right, and it's a pasuk also that with a Kri and a Ksiv, Kadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. B'Shas Saraseinu. Ves Anokfim. See, he was Mevatel that, so it was a good thing that he got rid of those Leviim that announced that, that might have misled people. Ves Anokfim. Who are the Nokfim that he was Mevatel? This Minach also. O son, Sheimakan al Gabi Egel Ben Karnev. It was hard to shecht an animal and to have an animal all the way down near the ground in order to shecht. They were a little wild, so what they used to do, some of them used to hit the animal on the head and make the animal bleed, and the animal was so disoriented, so the animal would, not to, so much to make him a trefa, but just an external scratch, and then the animal would go down because it would be disoriented, and then be able to shech the animal. Amar lam Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yochanan Gadol said that's a bad thing. Ad masi atem ma'achilim as a behem mizbeach trefus. Right? How long are you being machil? So maybe there's a chash. Maybe there's a chash that you made it into a trefa. Right? The Maariv Olda seems to say that. Shenikvu l'krum shamoach. Maybe you broke the outer skull where the brain is, and even if it's not, this is not a real shash, but maybe it looks like it. Maybe it looks like it, but again, sometimes that happens. V'amad vasalem tabos, so he made tabos, rings to hold the animals down, and that's what we see in all the pictures of the Beis HaMikdash. They had these rings to hold the animals down in order to get ready for shechita. Rabbi Ba, B'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Tabos, Asalahem, Rechavos, Milamatan, Mesos, Milamalan. Right, they were wider at the bottom, skinnier on top, so the animal could fit properly. Fine. Number four. So we had the bittel of the vidui, and we have the orerim and the nokfim. Number four now. Ad yamav haya patish makab Yerushalayim. Until his days, there was a patish. There was a loud work that was done in Yerushalayim on Chol HaMoed. And even if it was done with a heter, we know the five heterim of Chol HaMoed, Davar HaAvid, Meleches Hedyot. Even so, it was a zilzal. It was a zilzal of the day to have all this loud noise. Ad Tchilas Yamav. So Ad Yamav, we say that means until the beginning of his days, meaning right at the beginning of his days, he changed it. And he changed the minhag. And again, that's it's unclear, because if you look in the text, if you look in the language of the Mishnah, right here, we have a lashon that wasn't used by any of the others. It says he was Ma'avar Hodayas Meiser, Bita Morim Nofim, Ad Yamav, Haya Padash Bagam Yishlam. Why did it say Ad Yamav? Until his days? Well, obviously, in his days he did it. So is that Ad Yamav until the beginning of his days or at the end of his days? And the next phrase says, Ubi Yamav. Ein Adam Zarach L'Shal Al Adamai. So what do these phrases mean? So Ad Yamav, the first day of the Gemara, Ad Tchilas Yamav. Right at the beginning of his time, that's when he did it, and therefore that was a good thing. That's a good thing. Ubi Yamav, Ein Adam Zarach L'Shal Al Adamai. Right, the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed, we know, is a major machlokas in the Gemara, the Rishonim. Is it Da'araisa, is it Da'rabanan? If it's Da'araisa, then it's harder to explain the all the heterim. If it's Da'rabanan, you can say Heimamru veHeimamru. But if it's Da'araisa, based on the Gemara, so that is a little harder to explain. You need the language of the Tosfos, and the Gemara already says it, but the Tosfos of Masra Kasav L'Chachamim, that even if it's Daraisa, sometimes the Rabbanan are given the authority to create the contours of the mitzvah itself, and therefore, even if it would be Daraisa, there could be limits. There could be limits. The Ran says this by Yom Kippur also, why a Melech and a Kala are allowed to violate, in quotes, some of the Inuyim, because even if they're Daraisa, because Masra Kasav L'Chachamim. That's how the Ran explains the Shita of the Rambam. Bali Tosfos hold that all the Inuyim are Rabbanan, besides eating and drinking. But The Rambam says that they're all daraisa, and the Rambam says masakas v'chachamim, and they to say that the Torah itself did not mean it to apply to the melech or to the kala. So ubiyama ben his day, ein adam sarach lishal al demai. Nobody had to ask about demai. Again, we discussed on the Mishnah, what does that mean? Maybe because he instituted the halacha of demai, therefore you don't ask anymore, you just do it. You just mafrish demai, you mafrish the hafrashas that you have to do by demai. Sheheem et zugos, because he instituted and he appointed zugos. What kind of zugos? Says the Marifolda, Shetikin bi Yisrael shiyu nasi va'av bezdin. He did that early, that there should be these two positions. Ve'heinikram zugos kachal osan de kachash abresh perkeyavos. And like all the zukos at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, ve'he'emidan b'chol gvulos Yisrael, and he appointed them throughout Israel, ve'heinayu mashgichin al hadavar, and they were mashgiach shiyu mafrish kedamron, and they were mashgiach that everybody should be mafrish properly, v'su lo hayutzrichin l'shol amar salokeich b'medem. So according to that, he made it that everybody was mafrish, and therefore you don't have to. There's no more worry. Others say it means that he was mamizugos to announce this new din that you have to be mafresh. So a different day is how to explain. Mil said Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amra mehen l'gnai mehen l'shvach. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, even though we just said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, all of these were good. All of these were l'shvach. These takanas of Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, they were all good. He was mevatel the mice, the vidui, and he got rid of the ma'orim and the nokfim, and he made chalamoid better, and he made demai better, that takana. But Reb Shuben Levi says, no. Some of them I agree with are good, and some of them were not good. Dam Reb Yosi b'shem Reb Tanchum Barchia, Reb Chizkiya, Reb Lazar Bar Yosi, Reb Tanchum Barchia b'shem Reb Shuben Levi. Barishona, originally at the beginning of Bayisheni, Haya Meiser Nasa L'Shalosh Chalachim. These just split up the Meiser Rishon into three divisions, right? Three collections. When you had Meiser Rishon, they split it into three collections. Shlish Lamakari Kun of Levia. Three of them went to the worthy Kohanim and Delevium, right? They're Kohanim and Delevium. You see Kohanim also. Ushlish Lotzer, and a third went into the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash. Vishlish Laniyim Ula Chaver, and the third went to the poor and to the Tamidi Chachamim Shayim Yerushalayim that were in Yerushalayim. That's the, and based on a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, the Pnei Moshe here quotes, Shekach Matzinu B'chizkiyahu, She'amar Laseis Minas Kohanim V'Halaviyim Laman Yechzegu B'Toras Hashem. V'Toras Mikan She'al Tamar Chacham Nosem Min HaMaiser. So that's the three areas, the collections. Amar Reb Yosi, and before we continue this brisa, we just quote, what was the Shlish La'otzer, what was it used for? Amar Reb Yosi Barabi Bun Min... Midavi Solik Lemaidin Yerushalayim, whoever had a din Torah in Yerushalayim, Atlas Igrin have a Yahiv Mididei. The first three letters that Bezdin sent out for a hazmana against the defendant, so he had to pay for. Mikan ve'elach mishal otzer, and after that, Bezdin took care of it. So the Toveya didn't have to pay for it over and over again. See, the Pnei Moshe explains it this way. Hein shloyosh pitchos dazmanta, sheshochan achar misariv lavo, the three letters, ve'elu ashlosha pitchos hayim mishalim ha-toveya, askar mishalo, the Toveya used to pay, mikan ve'elach amaya od ha-bal din misariv mi lavo, hayim mishalchan otzos, mishal ha-otzer. That's what they used that money for. Good. And now continues the Braisa. Misheba Elazar ben Pachora v'Yehuda ben Petira, when these two strong men used to, Hayanodon Osa Bizroa, they used to take the Maestras Bizroa. They didn't let it go to these collections. And that's why this is a third idea, why you couldn't say the Vidui, because these two guys took it. V'haya Safek B'yado Limchos. And Yochanan Kohen Gadol could have stopped it. He could have stopped this mafia type of behavior, but lo micha, and he didn't. And that's why, what did he just do? Instead, he said, oh, it's not going to the proper collections. Fevir Dais Meiser. He just said, okay, guys, don't say Vidi Meiser. He could have stopped it, and it could have gone back to the proper recipients, but he didn't Vizel Lagnai, and that's why it was Lagnai. This last one, Reb Shua ben Levi says, was Lagnai, because he could have had a different solution, and he didn't go all the way in that. You look at the Rashi Leo. He says, "Umishabai Elazar ben Pachora, hayinot l'nosan amaisus bezroa, v'lo hayamanichin ashlish likanis laotzar." They didn't let the third go into the otzar. V'ha'am kisheroin zeh lo hayimevien amaisus laotzar. So the am stopped bringing it. If they saw that it was being taken from the mikdash, they stopped bringing it to the mikdash. V'ovrin, And what? What were they violating? It was still going to a third was still going to the Levim. So what were they violating? Va'over Maldebre Hanavi. Sha'amar Havi was Kalamasar Abesa Otsar. Wow. The Pasuk I think in Malachi, right? That they were violating this Takana, the early Takana of some of the Maaser Rishon should go to the Beis HaMikdash. They were violating that. That was good enough for Yehuda, for the Yochanan Kohen Gadol to say that don't do the Vidya Maaser. So again, we said this before. This is just a violation of not listening to the Navi. That's a Dinta Rabbanan, no? The Dinta Rabbanan says that Maaser Rishon should go to the Levium, and it's going to the Levium. Here, because they weren't following the Dinta Rabbanan of listening to the Navi based on the Pasuk in Malachi, that was enough to not be able to say the Vidu, and there, so he was Mevatel the Vidu. That's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush. We mentioned a couple of days ago, Tevel Durabbanan. Is that good enough? But either way, Zeo Lagnai, Shimon Levi thought this was Gnai. Not listening to the Navi, again, there's a big topic. The Minchas Chinuch has a kasha that all the Achronim deal with in Tav Kuf Tezayin. If there's an Isra of not listening to a Navi, and that's an Isra Daraisa, Misa B'dei Shamayim, so every time we violate a mitzvah in the Torah, shouldn't that be not listening to the Navi, Moshe Rabbeinu? And therefore, every time we do an Avera, it should be Misa? So there are many answers given to that kasha. Minchas Chinuch himself gives answers to that kasha. But we continue. As a Ma'orim L'Shvach, he agreed that the fact that he got the Ma'orim rid of, that's L'Shvach, by saying the Pasuk Ura, Vesa Nofin L'Shvach, and also getting rid of those who made the animal bleed. Ad Yama Vayibad L'Shvach Yerushalayim, Ad Tchilas Yama. As we said before, Ad Yama means at the beginning of his days. Rav Chis Chasida Shalor Rav Chizkiya, Lo Mistavra Sof Yama. Chasida asked Rav Chizkiya, doesn't it make sense that you should understand the Mishnah as saying Sof Yamav? Because why did it say Ad Yamav? Don't say anything, like the other takanas. Ad Yamav maybe is emphasizing from the language of the Mishnah. It sounds like Sof Yamav. Sounds like Sof Yamav. That's what I would understand it. The Rasilio. Di Tchilas Yamav Tanan, Listi Nami Afu Bitam Padish Makah. Just don't write anything. Ela De Kol Yamav Hayamakehu Tanan. It's telling you that all of his days it was still going on. So if Chasidah says to Reb Chizkiya, you think so? Amalei Ofanas Avarkein. Yeah, I think so. I think that's true also. Dimai. The last takana was, you don't have to ask about Demai. Reb Yossi b'shem Reb Yehuda, Reb Chizkiya b'shem Reb Yehuda ben Pazi. It's interesting that this is here and not in Maseches Demai. Demai. What is the word Demai? So two girsos. The girsos that we have is Demai. Dummy, from the word dummy, it appears. Dummy tikin, dummy lo tikin. It appears and maybe there's a dimyon, the Rasilio says from Lashon of Dimyon. Maybe it's appears to be fixed, it appears not to be fixed, you're not sure. Right, the other girsa that the Marafolda says, which some are familiar with, is da-mai. Da-mai, this, what is it? Tikein lo tikein. Is it mitsukan? Is it not mitsukan? So this is Meseches Maaser Sheni. We discussed a lot of the Trumas and Maaseris and Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni and Pidyon Maaser Sheni and Chilul. If you remember all the different halachas of where you're Mechalel, we had some Dine Mamanis about what time do you use when you take it, when you're Poda it, and we discussed in this last parak about Ravai and Beer Maestros and Vidi Maestros, a lot of important topics that come up here in this Masechta. And Baruch Hashem, next time we pick up with Maseches Challah. We'll stop here.